This goes to Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Geitman, G-E-I-T like Tom, M like Mary, A and like November, P-A-C. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Marie Dancer, D-A-N-C-E-R, date of birth 12-18 of 1943. Dear Miss Geitman, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Dancer with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, cirrhosis of liver secondary to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and anemia. The patient has discussed the fact that she does not want to have hemodialysis or any other type of dialysis if she has further kidney decline. She is agreeable to having the treatment done of her anemia, and she's been carefully following her fluid restriction of 1,700 cc's a day or less, and she's been doing well. She's chronically tired. She does have orthopnea and does need to sleep in a recliner most of the time. She has edema of the lower extremities also. Usually she will wear support hose, but today she left them off so we could evaluate the edema. And she's intolerant of IV iron. She is allergic to it, so she has to take oral iron. And she reports that she has severe constipation and occasionally has to manually disimpact herself, and that does cause bleeding when she does it, but it resolves immediately. And the stools are chronically dark because of oral iron use also. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood, and edema is present in the lower extremities and stable. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Lactulose, 10 grams per 15 mLs, was ordered 3 times a day, and she has not been using that regularly. I advised her she should start, at least take 10 grams once a day to start with. If she tolerates that well, that could be increased to twice a day for another week, and then after that, 3 times a day. I instructed her that that is treatment for cirrhosis and to prevent ammonia levels from becoming elevated. She's also on oral iron, 325 milligram twice a day. Lasix is 20 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Bisoprolol is 2.5 milligram twice a day, and hydralazine 25 milligram 3 times a day, along with 100 milligram 3 times a day. So that would be 125 3 times a day. Norvasc 5 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight 145 pounds, and that is stable. Last visit was October 4th of 2023. Weight was 144 at that time. Pulse is 55, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, was 146 over 56. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. There's an increased S2, but otherwise regular heart rate. Abdomen soft, non-tender. She has a trace of edema of the lower extremities, ankles, and shins bilaterally. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done January 5th of 2024. Creatinine is 2.1, and that is improved. Previous levels were 2.4, 2.38. Estimated GFR is 23. Phosphorus 3.8, calcium 8.9, albumin is 4.0. TSH was elevated at 25.7 with normal free T4 of 1.43. Hemoglobin is low, though. It's 7.8. Previous level was 8.3, although they did not do labs last month, so she didn't receive any ARNSP after 12-12 of 23. White count 6.2, platelets are 109,000. Assessment and plan, 1 is stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms. too. She does have congestive heart failure. That is clinically stable, minimal edema, and she's following her fluid restriction carefully. Four, liver cirrhosis. She's going to resume the lactulose starting with 10 grams once a day and hopefully working up to 10 grams three times a day. Next, anemia of chronic disease. She's intolerant of IV iron, so she'll continue the oral iron, and then we're going to order 200 microgram of Aranesp every 2 weeks. That's an increase from the 150 every 2 weeks previously. And she will continue monthly labs, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.